I'm here with Michelle Bowens from the Peer-to-Peer Foundation. Michelle was in CityLab 2 years ago in Urban Labs, and I just wanted to start by asking Michelle, what has changed in the peer-to-peer world since in that period? Michelle, what has changed in the peer-to-peer world in the 2 years since you were in CityLab?
Well, I think the most important thing is that the field then was still pretty much about free software and code and knowledge, and it has now jumped towards the physical world. So I think that's the big change, so that the realization that anything that needs to be made has to be designed first, and that sharing design is the same as sharing code and knowledge. That is the big, big step. And so the field of open hardware has literally exploded in those 2 years. Distribution of capital goods, what I would call it. So the fact that machinery is being miniaturized more and more. And so the combination of shared design practices and cheaper machinery gives a whole new vision about how industry can be organized. And so lots of people are working on relocalizing physical activities, which are then globalized through the open knowledge and open design infrastructures. I recently made a mind map a few months ago. It's called Open Infrastructures. And I attempted to, give an integrative view of how the whole field is developing. And I must say, I amazed myself by the level of maturity that the alternative infrastructures already have. You should have a look at it, and you'd be amazed of how these things are getting interconnected. Another example, the solidarity economy, which is quite strong in Latin America. 2 million workers in Brazil, for example, work under that label. They didn't know anything about free software and open design, and this is starting. This is now starting. So this is the kind of linkages that exist today that didn't exist 2 years ago. So you have the world of free culture, which is emerging very strongly and is being politicized, like in Barcelona itself with XGay. They're able to organize events which many people attend. Then you have the world of physical production, and you have the world, I should add, of environmental concerns, because the open design is very important for sustainability issues, because an open design community doesn't design for planned obsolescence, it designs for sustainability and in a modular way and all of that. So all of these things are merging, so I think that's the big and the good news.
What effect has the crisis, the global economic crisis, had on the peer-to-peer movements?
I experienced it personally in the sense that I have a kind of like consensus-oriented personality. I'm not very antagonistic. Maybe I should be more, but personality-wise, I'm not. And so before the crisis, I would still be more guarded in my language about certain things, because I don't want people shouting aggressively in the audience, I don't know if there is an English word for that. In French we say une chape de plomb. So the feeling was, before the crisis, there's this huge monolithic dogma that the market is the answer to everything. And those people have lost every credibility on the one side, and then the people in the middle, who are not extremists about it, suddenly have all these questions. So it has been a real liberation for people who say, have alternative propositions, that this crisis happens. And unfortunately, that's how we function as humanity, right? Even personally, if you have bad habits like smoking or eating too much sweets, if you don't get some kind of warning, you just continue doing the bad thing because it's a habit. And so, unfortunately, that's how the world changes, through pedagogical catastrophes. And probably you can notice that, at least for the people who today are in power, it hasn't been powerful and pedagogic enough.